We're gonna have a little children's story for you little guys and girls. Come on up, all of you. I know there's more of you. This is the exciting part of church. Sometimes the adults learn more in children's story than they do from the sermon. Can you believe that? But I believe God has led our blessed elder Al Ferry with a special message for us today. But we have a message for you as well. Could I have you hold my Bible for a moment? Could I have you hold my Bible for a moment? Thank you so much. Wonderful. So how's everybody doing today? And happy Sabbath, kids. Oh, I think you're still asleep. Did mom and dad drag you out of bed? Throw on your clothes, put you in the car, and say, come on, we're going to church. Happy Sabbath, you guys.
Happy Sabbath.
All right, that's a little better. Well, I want to show you something today really, really, really expensive. You want to see something super, super expensive? Oh, am I that boring? You want to see something really expensive?
Yeah.
Costs a lot of money? Yeah? Well, take a look at this watch. Ooh. Is that shiny? Very shiny. I'm going to run out of cord. Maybe we can... There we go. Yeah, just pull a little bit more cord. Can you see how shiny that watch is? You see that? Pretty expensive, isn't it? See that? See how shiny that is? What color is that? Gold. Ooh. Yeah. Gold watch. See how shiny that is? Look at that. Now, which one of you would like me to give you this watch? Only a few? Nobody else wants the watch? Okay. Well, let me tell you something about this watch. It's shiny, isn't it? And it looks really expensive, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Well, I'm going to put it a little closer to you, and I'm going to go around and show you something. Can you see right on the... See those little things rolling around in there? All right, see those things? They're very small, but they're kind of rolling around. See those little things on the inside there? You see, oh, there it is right there. See it? Look at that. You see those little things rolling around on the inside by the minute handle? Okay, you see that? You see all that? Well, if you look real close at the watch, I know it's a little hard to tell because they're so small, but there are these little things sliding around on the inside of the watch face. You know what that is? Those are the numbers. Those are the numbers that are supposed to tell me what time it is. I thought this was an expensive watch. And can you believe that the numbers are falling off the face of the watch? You know, I got this watch in Panama. I've got relatives in Panama. And I got this watch in Panama. Can anybody guess how much I spent for it? How much I paid for it? How much, Ian? $500, woo, for a watch with the numbers that fall off. How much, Ian? Your mouth is full. I think Bill visited you early today. Anybody have an idea how much I spent for this? $5? Anybody else? $1,000 for a watch with the numbers that fall off. I did pay more than a dollar. But I paid less than five. I think I paid $4 for this watch. Four little dollars. Well, for you, maybe that's a lot of money. How many of you make an allowance? Have any of you earned $4 for doing chores? You've earned $120. Oh, glad you're not in our house. Maybe 20. Okay. $20 still. Multiply that by a few kids, that adds up. I only paid $4 for this watch. Now, which one of you wants the watch? There's more of you now than there was before. It's more realistic, right? Maybe he will give it to us. It only costs $4. Well, do you know that if this watch was really gold, and of course I don't have a real gold watch to show you, did you know that real gold isn't really as shiny as this? I mean, it can be polished, and it can look pretty close to that. But did you know that real gold is not very shiny? It's kind of dull, right? It's kind of dull. Real gold is kind of dull. It's not super shiny, at least when you first find it. Like I said, I mean, you can polish it and polish it and polish it and buff it, and it can get pretty shiny. But real gold really is not this shiny. But you know what makes the difference? If this was a real gold watch, it would last probably 100 years, right? And the numbers wouldn't be falling off the face of the watch. You'd be able to tell what time it is. 100 years from now, you could still use the watch and you could tell what time it is because it would be worth so much more. Isn't that true? Yeah, that's right. Now, I could give you this watch, and it would look cool, but when you really needed to tell the time, it wouldn't be very cool, would it? Because you'd be like, what number? What time is it? Oh, there's the 3. Wait a minute, the 3's not supposed to be over there. Oh, it's not supposed to be there either. The watch really isn't worth that much. This is a very cheap watch. I got it more as a souvenir just because it was cheap enough and, you know, couldn't really use it very long, not with the numbers falling off. But do you know, and I'll take my Bible now. Thanks, buddy, I appreciate that. You know, when God gives us something, do you think he gives us something like that's real shiny but doesn't last long? Is that God's style? Is that kind of the kind of stuff God gives us, is stuff that doesn't last very long? No, when God gives us something, it's kind of like a real gold watch. It could last 100 years, true? Yeah, because God doesn't give cheap stuff, does he? No. And when God gives stuff that has to do with time, it lasts even longer than 100 years. You know, there's a Bible text that I'm going to show you. And it is. It is Romans chapter 6, verse 23. This is what the Bible says. For the wages of sin is death. Ugh. We don't want death, do we? But the gift of God is 100 years in Jesus Christ. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? But what happens after that 100 years? The numbers start falling off. Now, that's not really what the Bible says. The Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. How long is eternal? Forever, right? Not for 3 weeks and the numbers fall off. Not even real gold, where after maybe 150 years, it starts falling apart. When God gives us something, it may not be super, super shiny. Jesus wasn't super, super shiny. But when he gives us something, it lasts forever. And isn't that good news? That's the gift that God gives us. He gives us Jesus. And he gives us eternal life. And what a blessing it's going to be to live forever, isn't it? Yes, indeed. All right. Well, who would like to have a word of prayer today? Ian. Okay. We'll get you next time. All right. Go ahead, Ian. Have a little prayer for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. I hope we have a wonderful day today, and amen.
Amen. All right, you guys. Do we have a collection today? No, we're not doing a collection today. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening. And if you give me $100, I'll give you the watch. I'm just kidding. All right. Go back to your seats. Blessings to you.